Turn to Genesis 25. 创世纪廿五章。感谢主咧，呢个星期咧有师傅会嚟同我哋装个投射机嘅。And this week we'll have the new projector put up here. 所以下个星期六咧，我哋睇电影就有得睇嘅。感谢主。咁神嘅恩典俾我哋好多嘅物资嘅最近啦。咁靠神俾我哋可以善用咧。我呢啲电脑啊、投射机或者音响各方面咧，咁啊呢啲就系神俾我哋嘅祝福。And God's given us many many things here as blessings。但系我哋唔想咧自己用呢啲嘅事咧，就系为自己用嘅。我哋呢啲要用系祝福其他人，啱唔啱啊？所以我哋希望咧，我哋可以日后播好多嘅福音电影嘅。And we want to use this projector for the glory of God to bring others to the kingdom。So we'll be showing, hopefully be showing a lot of Christian movies. 嗰啲電腦咧，我哋希望咧，即係可以開放揾人去負責咧，有啲嘅或者教電腦班嘅。We'd like have some computer classes， 或者啲小朋友喺度係學電腦嘅。咁啊，全部都係可以上到網，全部可以係做一啲嘅基本嘅。咁我可能咧，即係小弟啊，唔係咁方便，唔係咁得閒咧，做呢啲，即係睇邊個有興趣咧，即係有一啲嘅電腦班或者有啲時間去睇住嘅。And I'm not available to do all this, so if anybody has an interest, would like to help teaching computer classes or whatever, then let us know. 咁我哋而家就星期五晚咧個默想受難節咧，都歡迎大家咧一齊嚟嘅。And we invite you to come on Friday night for the Good Friday prayer and meditation as we think about the sacrifice that Jesus has paid for us. 因为我哋一路思想到神耶稣为我哋牺牲喺十字架上。咁我哋而家打开创世嘅廿五章，我哋睇到一个好重要嘅经文。咁我相信每人嘅家庭希望幸福。I believe everybody wants to be blessed. Their family wants to be blessed. 咁啊，幸福咧系一个值得追求嘅一个嘅目标。It's a worthy thing to seek after to have a blessed family. 但系我哋点样得到幸福咧？要我用咩方法咧？系好多事觉得系好难，系永远达唔到呢个嘅目标嘅。We do lots of things, but it's very hard to get the blessing. 咁系幸福喺边度嚟咧？是一个问题。我有时咧会想做一个神喜欢的人，但系点样系做一个神喜欢的人？我哋要明白啦，我哋要学习咧，点样嘅生命是一个可以得福气嘅生命。And we want to be somebody that God is pleased with. But what is God happy with? What does He want us to do? 即系出边啊，听到好多人话要追求卓越嘅，因为卓越咧等于成功嘅，做一个成功嘅人咧就系比人高一等嘅。And lots of people are looking for excellence in life because excellence is success. And success means that I'm better than other people. 在基督教的生命里面可不可以卓越的? Can we have excellence in our Christian walk with God? 我们可不可以呢?一路跟随主呢,就是有这个的,比人高一等的,因为我们认识神。Can we have a higher life and higher calling in God because we know Him?我哋睇二十五章，我哋有二十节，我哋睇到二十六节。And we're going to look at 25 verse 20 to 26. 呢度话二十节，以撒娶利百加为差的时候正四十岁，利百加是巴旦亚兰地的亚兰人比土尼的女儿。是亚兰人拉班的妹子，以撒因他差子的不生育，就为他祈求耶和华。耶和华应允他的祈求，他的差子利百加就怀了人，孩子在他腹中彼此相争。他就说：若是这样，我为什么活着呢？或作我为什么如此呢？他就去求问耶和华，耶和华对他说：两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来。这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的， 生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子，生产的身体发红，哦，不是，先产的是身发红，滚身有毛，如同皮衣，他们就给他起名叫以扫，就是有毛的意思。最后生了以扫的兄弟，走住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各，就是走住的意思。尼伯家生了两个儿子的时候，以撒年正60岁。一起低头祈祷。天父，我们多谢你今天让我们去看这个经文，去认识到你的话语。我们求你亲自与我们同在，教导我们，让我们从这个圣经的当中更加认识到你的恩典。所以主，我们将以下的时间交托在你的手里面，我们求你祝福，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 Okay, we're going to look today at Jacob and Esau in three parts of the message: the struggle in the womb, split in the home,In settlement in the kitchen. 今天我们看这个经文，我们看腹中的挣扎，家中的分裂，还有厨中的交易。求神透过这个经文，让我们更加认识怎样做一个得福的人，是做神喜悦的人。And we hope that through this message, we can learn how to receive blessing, how to be somebody that God blesses. 刚才报告呢，我们唔记得讲，因为我哋写咗报告纸嘅时候咧，之后先发生。我而家读经文先谂起，碧山咧就系星期五晚就生咗个7磅嘅男仔，咁啊好似名嘅叫俊轩、俊希、俊希，我话你又知，俊头先报告讲咗咩？冇俊希咁啊，都可以为佢祈祷。佢好似今日出院，所以唔使去医院探佢。And Big San had her baby on Friday, and she's getting out of the hospital today, so you don't need to go to the hospital to visit her. 都可以为佢祈祷。
咁呢度咧，我哋见到呢个妈胎喺肚里边咧，唔好意思，喺肚里边咧喺度争紧嘅，两个仔去打来打去嘅。咁啊，做个妈咪咧，可能会经历到咧有 B B 嘅时候咧就痛苦嘅。在肚里面的 BB 动啊动啊动啊。And here we have the two twins and they're fighting and wrestling inside the womb. And if you've had a baby, you know what it's like to have the kid and they're kicking your stomach.
今天我记得师母生 BB 的时候很有趣，就是 Rabbi 的脚 由上边踢到下边，呜呜，哇，好像机械怪兽在里面的。我想到即阿华发啊、翠妮咧，三个喺度，黄体点手嚟三胞胎嘅。And you know, think of these triplets here. What their mother must have been going through. 但系呢个咧就唔系一个正常嘅小朋友喐嘅。其实佢两个喺里边争紧嘅，打交紧嘅啊，即系两个喺度嘅，即系真系系一个斗争嘅。
But this is more than just a normal movement. These guys are fighting.
咁啊，呢个俾我哋谂到咧，胎儿嘅生命，大家要明白一个事实咧，就系科学家咧就冇办法话我哋听一个胎几时成人。
And science cannot tell us when a
can't think of an English name. Embryo? Yeah, an embryo. When an embryo becomes a human.
他没办法告诉我们，他科学就以前有一些定位的，但是定位科学一直进步，他的定位是退后退后退后退后。是不是脑部发展的？是不是心跳的？是不是落到输卵管？很多的原因，但是他每次有新的发言，他将个日子退前退前退前。
And although science is using many different ways, maybe the brain activity, maybe the heart the pumping, maybe the going into the certain places of the, but as science progresses, they keep moving the time back for when the baby, the embryo became human.
咁於是咧會發現到咧，即係個爭拗就墮胎幾時係可以墮胎嘅。
And so the whole thing about when is it okay to have an abortion?
因为如果个胎儿系一个别系一个人嚟嘅，落咗佢系杀人。
Because if the embryo is a human, then to have an abortion is to commit murder.
咁啊，几时个胎系成人呢？即系而家好多争论啦，啊，但系从最合理嘅、最合科学嘅解释咧，个胎几时成人就系受人嘅时候。
But as you study and you investigate and you look at all the evidence and you think, man, the most logical conclusion is when is an embryo become a human is when it becomes conceived at the point of conception.
如果是受孕的时候是成人呢，那么几时堕胎都是杀人哦。
And if it becomes a human at the point of conception, then whenever you commit an abortion, it's committing an act of murder.
所以弟兄姊妹要小心啊！如果你谂住啊有咗就落咗佢算数嘅，
呢度我哋睇得到呢两个兄弟喺胎里边已经系有人嘅生命。And here we see that these two brothers in the womb already were humans and they were fighting。
佢已经有佢嘅性格，已经有佢嘅即系个性。
They already had their personalities and their identities。
同埋神已经认识佢。神已经知道佢将来会点
，and God already knew what they would be like in the future。
每一个嘅婴儿，每一个嘅胎儿，系神所拣选，系神所建立，系神所创造。Each baby, each embryo, each child is a creation of God, and God loves each and every one。
生命系神所赐 ，life is a gift from God。咁可能我哋觉得唔方便，可能我哋觉得唔啱时候，但系神咧话生命系宝贵。
And maybe we don't think it's the right time, maybe we don't think it's convenient, but God said life is precious, life is valuable。
咁啊，呢度唔系讲堕胎，但系即系提一提呢样嘢。咁我哋睇到呢个嘅情况嘅时候咧，我哋睇到呢两个兄弟，神就喺度讲紧咧佢嘅事情。
And so as we look at these two children in the womb, and God's going to tell us about their lives.
你留意下廿五章系讲啲乜嘢关于佢。
And look at what it says in 25, chapter 25 about these two guys.
佢廿五节咧 ，in verse 25, so it's 23, 廿三节，对唔住。
他说耶和华对他说两国在你腹中两族要从你身上出来这族必强于那族将来大的要服侍小的。
And so the older will serve the younger, two countries inside.
神知道他将来因为神认识他将来的事。
我们知道圣经很多的经文都告诉我们神知道一个人的前面会发生怎样。
同埋圣经话我哋听好多地方咧，好似耶利米啊，或者系所罗门啊，其他神都知道佢将来未生出嚟之前，神已经拣选。
And we know in the Bible that many times that God has seen the children before they were born, and He knows what they will be like in Jeremiah or maybe David.
大卫喺诗篇里边我未造成之前，你已经认识我。
And David in Psalm says, "Before I was formed in the womb, you already knew me."
So we see that God is already knows you today,
and God knew before you were formed that you'd be sitting here today.
You're here today, not by accident.
And today you're being here is not a coincidence. God knew it a long time ago.
Because God loves you, God knows you. Because God loves you and He wants you to experience His love. He wants you to know Him.
同我一起打开罗马书第八章廿八节至到三十节。
Turn with me to Romans chapter 8, 28 to 30.
罗马书第八章廿八节至到三十节。我们看到神是一早认识我们，这个宝贵的。
As we can see that God has known us from the beginning.
28节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。29节，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多兄弟兄中作长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。神预先知道，你未出世之前，神已经知道你将来会怎样，所以神一路引导你，引导你来认识他。God knows before time. God knows everything. And before you were born, God knew you. And He's been working in your life to bring you to Him. Because He wants you to know Him.
嗱，呢对孖仔就系咁，喺胎里边已经有佢嘅性格。
And these twins in there already had their personality.
但系喺度争紧，佢彼此相争。But they were in there fighting, and they were always fighting.
呢个系第一个大哥哥咧出嚟嘅时候咧，我哋叫毛毛仔。And so the big brother comes out. We call him Harry,
因为佢全身系毛嘅，佢全身毛到咧，即系好似个公仔咁啊。我谂咧，即系生佢出嚟，咦，马骝！
And he comes out, and he's a monkey.
跟住咧，佢又发红嘅，成身系红红地嘅。咁啊，所以圣经里边以扫咧，以扫嘅意思系毛毛仔。咁但系佢另一个名咧，将来咧，即系佢系建立个国家叫以东。以东嘅意思系红色嘅。
And so they called him Harry. Esau means hairy, but later as he grew up and he established his own country, they called it Edom, and Edom means red.
二仔出嚟，佢名叫雅各，雅各我哋好熟悉嘅。
And then the second guy comes out, they call him Jacob, and we know a lot about Jacob.
但雅各嘅意思就系找住
，and Jacob means holder.
但系雅各嘅意思咧都好配合佢个名啊，佢嘅性格。
And this name is very close to his personality.
因为佢咧成日同人争嘅，佢系争唔肯放嘅。
Because Jacob was a guy who's always struggling, and he'd get in the struggle, and he wouldn't let go.
所以佢嘅名系找住嘅意思，咁样系同人哋争嘅，争紧呢样，争紧嗰样。佢想夺人嘅位嘅
，and he wants to overcome. He wants to be.Greater than others. So it's also the, his name means that he's the, I've got an English name on top of my tongue and I can't get it out. Anyway, you know what it is.
雅各呢，一个靠脑筋的人，很古惑，很劲。
And Jacob is a guy, he's a thinker. He's a clever guy. Always strategizing.Always thinking of how I can get the best of the other guy.
佢事事会度下点样去揾到好啲嘅。嗱，呢两兄弟咧呢种性格咧就好得意嘅。咁我哋睇到咧，神又拣选雅各，唔拣选以扫，因为佢话大要服侍细嘅。雅各系细，即系雅各要大。
And God chose the smaller.To be ruler over the larger. And this, the younger is Jacob. And so God chose Jacob.
咁好多人会喺度咁，点解即系呢两个人啊，应该长即系长子嗰个咧，就系、是、系最好嘅，因为犹太人嘅习惯咧，长子就系最紧要嘅。但系点解神会拣选细嗰个咧，即系夺过长子嘅位咧？
And in the Jewish customs, it should be that the oldest son is the one who is the leader. And so why did God choose this guy Jacob to be over his older brother? 我们要看看神为什么会这样拣选，是看到这个拣选的时候可以更加认识我们怎样做一个得神喜悦的人。 And so as we look at why God chose Jacob over Esau, it can teach us how we can be a person that God wants to choose and God wants to bless. 因为很多人会在这里拗晒头，你和我一起看这个的罗马书第九章。 And look with me at Romans chapter 9 verse 6 to 13。我们看罗马书第九章，即很多人明白为什么神会这样做，但是这个经文会告诉我们第六节至十三节。这不是说神的话落了空，因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人，也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔都作他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的，才要称为称你的后裔。那以撒生了两个了，这就是说，肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔，因为所应许的话是这样说：到明年这个时候要来，撒拉必生一个儿子。不但如此，还有利百加，既从一个人，就是从我们的祖宗以撒怀了人，双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明神拣选的旨意，在不在乎人的行为，乃在乎照人的主。神就对利百加说：将来大的要服侍小的，正如经常所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所护的。 Now the last verse on this is the one that's hard to swallow. Jacob I love and Esau I hate.
当我们看到这个最后读这个雅各我所爱，以扫我所恨，即是护以扫。这个我们要解释一下，神怎可以一个人未生出来之前已经说我不喜欢他呢？神不是人人都喜欢，神不是人人都喜欢，神是没错，神都爱所有的人。 And doesn't God love everybody? How can it say that God hates Esau even before he's born? God loves everybody. What's the answer here? What's God trying to tell us?
Now, 如果我们要解释这个神喜欢或者不喜欢一个人呢，我们要了解这个恨爱这两个字。
And to answer this question, we need to look at love and hate in the Bible.
我们可以从新约圣经耶稣讲的说话呢有个认识的。
And we can see from some things that Jesus said, we can get an answer to this question. Turn to Matthew chapter 6:24.
看看马太福音第六章24节。马太福音第六章廿四节，
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是护这个爱那个，就是从这个轻那个。你们不能侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
So Jesus says you can't serve two masters, man. You're going to love one and hate the other.如果你有两个主人，是不是真的爱一个恨一个呢？因为爱一个多一点，第二个是爱少一点呢？是第二个爱少一点的。
你看马太福音十章35至37节， In Matthew chapter 10 verse 35 to 37, we see the same thing again.
第十章35节，马太福音，因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。爱父母过于爱我的，不配着我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配着我的门徒。
哇，听到好唔中意，
如果英文更加不喜欢，因为英文圣经说恨父母。In the English it says to hate your parents, right? To hate your children. In the Chinese it says to love God more than you love your parents. Chinese is actually a better translation.
所以我们这里看到，当他英文，即是原文讲到恨呢，中文译到呢，过于爱神，过于爱其他。于是呢，在犹太人那个观点里面呢，当我爱这个最多，其他人那个爱呢，次等的爱呢，相比来讲好像恨的，但其实不是恨他的，就是因为我爱这个最多，其他那些爱呢是少一点的。所以一个的就是夸大的讲法。
This is just a way of like a poetic way of extreme expression to say that because I love this one more, the love for all the others is a lesser love, and in comparison, it looks like a hate, but it's not really hate. It's just a lesser love.
所以神话我爱雅各乎以扫，神唔系恨以扫，神都系爱以扫，但因为佢爱雅各多啲，因为爱雅各咧就系更加即系。其他的爱似乎看来是恨。
And so God is not saying he hates Esau, but just because the love for Jacob is so great that in comparison, it looks like a hate.
弟兄姊妹，神爱你的，神爱你到底的，神不会恨人的，神是爱我们爱到底，无论我们做过什么事，神都是爱我们的。
No matter what we've done, God loves you.
因为你在他的眼中是宝贵的。
And God loved Jacob and God loved Esau.
神是爱雅各也都爱以扫。你爱神多少呢？你其他东西会不会超越神的爱呢？
我们看到以扫的问题就是这样。神拒绝以扫是因为呢，虽然经文说不是因为他的行为，但是神预先知道他的行为会怎样，他的性格会怎样，他人的品质是怎样，神是因为这样就拒绝他。
And how do you love God? God knows before Esau is born what kind of person he's going to be like. He knows his personality. He knows what he's like. And so before he had any action, God already knew what he would be like. And that's why he chose Jacob instead. Because God knew the heart of Esau.
神凭啲乜嘢拣选雅各唔要以扫呢？我睇到以扫呢嘅生命系点样？佢系系咪一个要顺服神呢？系咪一个要听神嘅话呢？系咪一个有神嘅心意嘅人？其实神知道。
God knew that Jacob.Or Esau, which one was going to be the one that would follow him, that would listen to him, that would obey him, and who would have the heart for God? God knew that. And so he chose the one that was going to be having a heart for him.
所以神的拣选一个就是有神的心的人。
所以我们看到 split in the home. We're going to look now at the split in the home.
我们看家中的分裂。
看27节。创世纪25章27节
And look at Genesis 25:27 as we see the split in the home.
这两个兄弟是不同的，生出来已经是争的。但是27节说，两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野，雅各为人安静，常住在帐幕里。
两个人的性格完全不同，一个打劫，唔系一个打猎，
一个就系放羊。
They're two completely different type of personalities, a hunter and a shepherd.
那打猎嘅人咧系点样样？我哋要睇打猎嘅人嘅性格。即系如果你知道打猎嘅圣经，呢个系第二个讲到打猎嘅人。
As we look at the hunter personality, this is only the second hunter mentioned in the Bible. The first was, Nimrod.
第一个打猎的人就是创世纪第十章十一章的零六，起巴别塔那个，是一个出名的猎人。 嗰阵猎人咧，当我哋睇到猎人啊，有个卡通片，唔知乜嘢，城市猎人啊，系咪？即系我冇睇过，不过听过呢个名字，唔知系乜嘢嘅，即系好似好恐怖，咩龙珠嗰啲咁嘅嘢，即系好似即系谂到猎人咧，谂到啲好恐怖嘅人咧，揸住好多机关枪啊，好多手雷弹咧，就喺度揾人揾目标。I think of a hunter, you know, a guy with all these guns, and you know, he's looking around, stalking for his prey. 猎人咧就中意去打猎嘅，匿埋埋伏啊，即系揾到几时有个目标，即系整个嘅生命，整个嘅目标人物啊，点样去得到，即系有个挑战。佢系好中意呢啲，追求呢啲。As a hunter is looking for the prey, seeking and stalking, waiting for the ambush. His life is consumed with always looking to get the better of the other one. 猎人咧就要好精细咧，就去揾到佢嘅猎物。其实打死个猎物咧，唔系最兴奋嘅，对猎人嚟讲，就系点样去部署，点样去等候，点样去。證明我是強過他，特別如果有一個大熊、一個大恐龍、一個大獅子、一個鹿仔，即是他快過我、大隻過我、勁過我，但是我去征服在我手裏面。 You think of the hunter, you know, as he's seeking out his prey, and it's not so much how he kills the prey, but how he conquered it. The big bear, the big dinosaur, the lion, the tiger, all the deer that run faster than him, is faster, he's stronger, he's more powerful, but I'm the hunter and I conquered it. So being a hunter is all about conquering, being in control. So 做一个猎人咧，就要胜利，要控制，系咪先？所以猎人呢个强调佢猎人系讲到佢性格，佢整个嘅生命。And so as it tells us that he's a hunter, talking about his lifestyle, his whole attitude. 边个想做以扫嘅敌人咧 ？Who wants to be an enemy of？Esau is a man's man, burly, hairy, strong. He has his life in control. He doesn't have to listen to other people. He's got his own way. He knows where he's going. 自信，自大， self-confidence, self-esteem. 哇，现在有好多以扫喺度。Many Esau's are among us. 做生意系咁，求己喎。自己搞得掂，唔使靠人。As we're doing business, you know, it's the same, you know. I can do it, it's in my control. I can make the money. 好多生意佬都系猎人嘅啫。嗰扎金钱原本系你嘅，我点样去打猎翻嚟系变咗我嘅。And the hunter for the money. The money was yours, but I find a way to get it to become mine. I'm the conqueror. I'm in control. 以扫是这个性格。好像一个游戏，你懂得玩这个游戏的规则，你就赢家来的。是不是？主权就是我。我玩得来，我玩得劲，我玩得犀利。It's all knowing the game, as you know the rules of the game, and you play and you conquer. And then I can be in control, because I can play more than you. I'm bolder, I'm stronger, I'm wiser. I'm the conqueror, I'm the hunter. 当我们玩得起，我是赢的，因为我劲啲，我聪明啲，大胆啲，我厉害啲。所以我是猎人，输那些就傻瓜。And all the losers are just fools. 这个观点是周围都有的，弟兄姊妹，你不要成为一个以扫的，一个猎人的思想的。And all these are around us, don't become an Esau, a hunter.
雅各是怎样？雅各是放羊。列人党放羊是哪型的？ And what is Jacob? He's a shepherd. Maybe the hunter thinks the shepherd's a girl or something. You know. 放羊呢完全不同性格。Shepherds have a different personality. 牧羊人呢就需要照顾羊。关心羊。The shepherd has to be concerned for the sheep. He has to care for the sheep and watch over the sheep. 牧羊人呢就要即一切嘅系放出嚟俾羊仔。He has to do everything for the sheep. 当我睇到雅各以扫呢我諗到另外一对兄弟该隐亚伯。As I look at Jacob and Esau, I think about Cain and Abel.There might be some similarities, I don't know. 可能有一些相似的地方，但不一定。我们看看25章26、28节。And let's continue on and look at verse 28. 以撒爱以扫，因为尚吃他的野味，利百加却爱雅各。Here's another.Reason for the problem. Dysfunctional family. Problem in the home. Favoritism.
这个是另一个问题。这个家庭有偏心。老豆爱那个，妈咪爱另一个，各自分裂啊，家庭不合一的。
这个家庭就有很多他的问题。不好意思，我的不知道我的笔记去了哪里，因为我印了前后的，我现在不知道应该去到第四页，第四页去了哪里、
偏心的是产生分裂。以撒虽然他是神的即是代表啊，以撒是一个神使用的人，但是他都有他的人的一面，有他的错。
And although Isaac represents Christ in the Bible, he's still a human, and he had his fault. And in his old age, he played favorites.
那我们要小心这个问题，特别如果我们做家长的时候，我们要明白呢，家长呢，就很容易呢，影响我们下一代。
And we need to be careful if we are parents today, and because we can have a great influence on our children, and we can be a good influence or a bad influence.
以撒呢，就是对他的仔是一个不好的影响。因为他，因为喜欢吃野味，就喜欢那个仔。抹杀了其他所有的，这个是非常之不好的。
And just because he liked to eat venison, so he loved Esau, and he blinded out everything else, the only thing he could think of is the food that his son could bring him, and because of that reason he liked him better.
很多爸爸很多妈妈都是这样，我要我的仔怎样，我要我的仔成为足球明星，他踢球叻，我就话叻仔，话知佢做其他衰嘢，我唔理嘅。
And there's some parents that say, I want my son to be a soccer star, and if he plays soccer, wonderful, that's great, great guy. Who cares what else he does? Just as long as he plays soccer.
有啲父母仲犀利嘅，我要我嘅仔呢，即系做一个医生，佢做医生就叻啊，
但系个仔唔想做医生啊。个仔想做画画家嘅音乐家，所以点样都系睇唔起个仔。诶，你仔，我要你读书，我唔读书啊，偏偏唔读书俾你睇。Sometimes it's the opposite. We want our son to be a doctor. We want him to be successful, and he doesn't want to do that. And so, because he wants to be a music star or something, you know, and he says, "I'm not going to do what you want me to do." So we don't like the son because he's not doing what we want him to do.
以撒呢个偏心嘅问题好厉害。是有盲点，有盲点，我们要小心。爱一个不爱那个，肯定对家庭很大分裂。
And having playing favorites with the kids is having blind spots. We need to be careful about it. Let's look at the settlement in the kitchen.
我们现在看厨中的教育,即是厨房的厨中的教育。看29节,
look at verse 29 to verse 34. 29节至34节,
有一天雅各,
熬汤，熬汤啊！以扫从田野回来分了。以扫对雅各说：我累分了，求你把这红汤给我吃。因此以扫又叫儿童雅各说：你今日把长子的名分卖给我。以扫说：我将要死。 这长子的名分于我有什么益处呢？雅各说：你今日对我起誓吧。以扫就对他起了誓，把长子的名分卖给雅各。于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫。以扫吃了喝了，便起来走了。 这就是以扫轻看了着他长子的名分。啊，红豆汤咁巴闭嘅咩 ？So this red bean soup must have been something, man.
厨房中嘅交易，嗱呢个就系一个嘅问题。长子嘅名分系神所赐俾亚伯拉罕。
是一个福气，由亚伯拉罕生嘅后裔得福。And we know that this is the blessing that God gave to Abraham, and the sons that Abraham had are going to receive the blessing. And so to have this birthright is to have the blessing from Abraham.
那雅各呢个要求，就系表示一样嘢。 佢应该第二，即系长子名分系被大嗰个，所以大嗰个咧得到亚伯拉罕个福气，得到佢爸爸嘅遗产，得到神嘅祝福。Now
Jacob is requesting the birthright. The birthright should be to the oldest. The oldest gets the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of God. He gets the inheritance. Jacob is asking for it.
佢生出嚟嘅时候，抓住佢嘅脚筋，即系佢已经系争紧，而家一直都系争紧。When
he was born, he was holding the heel of Esau. He was struggling for it then.
我相信喺出世至到呢件事咧，佢两兄弟有好多交交角角。And
I'm sure that as they were growing up, there were many, many things, incidences. And now finally, Jacob gets the better of him.
而家雅各终于就赢咗。 但呢个嘅名分呢，点解雅各咁兴奋？点解咁中意？点解要呢？因为代表神嘅祝福系佢生命。And
this birthright it represents the blessing of God on his life, and so Jacob wants it. He thinks it's important.
但以扫觉得点啊？以扫对呢个长子名分觉得重唔重要呢？重唔重要啊？唔重要。
佢话对我有咩益处？对我有咩好处啊？我就嚟死啊！唔紧要，算数。And so Esau didn't think it was important. He despised it. He said, "I'm going to die anyway. What good is it for me?"
嗱，你谂下，佢出嚟打猎啊，时时都出嚟打猎。佢翻嚟系咪真系累死到呢？如果唔食个红豆汤，会死人呢？
And he's been out hunting, and he goes out hunting all the time, and he comes back, and he's tired, and he's weak. But is he really going to die if he doesn't get that soup?
No, he's not going to die. He can wait. He can go and cook his venison and eat it. He can have his mom cook him something. Come on, he's not going to die. He's just tired.
佢唔系要死嘅，佢系攰噶嘛。佢去叫阿妈帮佢煲汤，佢可以自己煮翻佢打猎翻嚟嘅食物嘅。 所以其实唔系话真系累到死，好多人夸大嘅讲法，我就去死俾我食啊！ 咁为咗咁样嘅卖出你嘅长子名分，好似好儿戏噶。And for this bowl of soup, he gives up this birthright, which represents all of God's blessing. That really means that he didn't think much about God. 其实佢对神嘅心系唔喺度嘅，佢对神完全冇关键啊。佢觉得神唔重要嘅，所以我哋睇到雅各咧，佢即系觉得重要，但系以扫咧觉得系唔重要。我睇到几样嘢咧，可以反映到以扫嘅心。Jacob thought this was important, but Esau despised it. And we can look from here and see some things that Esau did that show what kind of a person he was, and the kind of person that you don't want to be. 第一呢，佢衝動嘅決定。First is he's impulsive. He makes an impulsive decision, a rash decision. 佢呢個嘅衝動嘅性格，雖然佢肚餓咧，但係唔係厲害得咁犀利嘅。佢係太過為食嘅。佢嘅為食係善於一切，佢肚裏邊嘅需要係比其他嘢重要嘅。He was dominated by his appetite, so he made this rash decision. He wasn't going to die. He was just looking, how can I satisfy my hunger? 所以佢有一個嘅心態，就係我哋澳門好多人有呢個心態。我點樣解決我嘅肉身嘅需要？我衝動嘅，我而家肚餓，我而家要錢。我而家要呢样，我点样去满足到我而家嘅？以扫就系咁，满足我而家，变咗其他嘢就忘记，唔紧要嘅。其实家人紧要嘅，其实工作紧要，但系以扫觉得唔紧要，最紧要咧就而家，我需要就需要冲动。He didn't think of the other things that are important. The family's important, the job's important, but all he's thinking of is the money.All he's thinking about the food, the flesh. What I want now is important. 佢衝動，我哋要小心呢種衝動嘅。衝動裏死人啊 ！Rash decisions will destroy us. 以扫係衝動嘅，你可能有你嘅衝動，唔一定係為紅豆湯，可能為其他嘢。And maybe you have your rash decisions. Maybe it's not for soup. Maybe it's for something else. 滿足到私欲嘅需要，欲望嘅需要，小心。You want to satisfy the flesh? Be careful. 以扫讲一啲愚蠢嘅说话，我就系死啦。嗱，第二件事，佢轻看神嘅事。The second thing he did is he despised God's things. 佢覺得長子嘅名分唔緊要嘅，佢唔在乎。He didn't think anything of God's blessing on his life. It wasn't important to him. 佢最重要咧就解決肚餓嘅，所以佢對神冇信心。佢唔願意追求神嘅嘢，呢個反映到佢嘅心裏邊係點樣嘅。Now, he didn't appreciate the finer things of God, the higher things of God, so he didn't want to walk with God. So he didn't take time to seek after God. That shows what kind of a heart he had.
以扫唔会花时间祈祷，唔会睇圣经嘅，唔会听神嘅话语。
He wouldn't pray, he wouldn't read his Bible, he wouldn't spend time with God, because he thought it was unimportant.
神睇到佢呢种心嘅。第三呢，佢拒絕神嘅福。
And the third thing he did is he rejected God's blessing.
長子名分代表神嘅福，以扫係拒絕佢。
And this birthright represented the blessing of God, and Esau said it's not important.
遲下我哋睇到以扫做其他嘢，都係反映到佢嘅心。
And later we'll see other things that Esau did that also show his heart. But his heart was against God.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看这个经文，以扫雅各，这两兄弟，雅各虽然是不好人，但是后来呢，他悔改，但是这个，他争这个名分，表示一样东西，他是觉得神是重要。
And we're going to continue looking at Jacob and Esau later, but as we see, although Jacob was not a pleasant guy to be around, he had a heart for God. He thought it was important to have the birthright. And later, Jacob changed. God changed Jacob because he had a heart for God.
以后我们看到雅各改变，因为他有心系想听神嘅嘢。虽然佢系有佢嘅奸诈嘅一面，但系神慢慢改变佢嘅生命。所以一个神祝福嘅人系点样？
And so how can you be somebody that God blesses? 你要有神嘅心。
You need to have a heart for God. 你要想要神嘅福气。
You need to want the blessing of God. 你要愿意呢,就是将神嘅福气放在第一位。
You need to be putting God's blessing in, as an important place in your heart.
你唔好就轻看神嘅嘢，觉得神嘅嘢唔重要。
And don't think that the things of God are unimportant, because they are important. And they can make a great impact in your life.
但如果你为私欲生活，为冲动，为目前生活，你嘅人生呢，就会好痛苦。
If you're just living for the flesh, for now, for the pleasure, you're going to have a terrible life.
但如果你为了神嘅事生活，你就有福气。
But if you are living for God, to seek after God, you will be blessed. Because God blesses those who seek after Him.
神是祝福寻求神的人。所以得福的是怎样得？就是寻求神。
So how do we get blessed? We seek God. And we get God's blessing.
我们今天知道福气的，就是因为耶稣基督为我们死在十字架。
And we know that the blessing is because Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
我们信耶稣，有耶稣在生命当中，我们也得福。
And as we believe in Jesus, our life is blessed because God died for us on the cross.
我们可以准备我们的心，今天我们麦饼纪念主为我们死，所以我们将我们的心情，即是不是有一些的奸诈的地方，是不是有一些我们轻看神的地方，是不是有一些我们冲动轻看神拒绝神的福气？
我们可以求神宽恕我们，我们是不是一个猎人的性格的，是想追他，搲住多些，搲住多些，胜过别人，因为是一个有神的心，是想照顾神的羊仔的心。我们求神给我们呢，今天省察我们的心，让我们准备吃这个主餐的时候，有神在我们当中。我们先一起低头祈祷。 Let's bow and pray.
主，所以我们多谢你，我们今天有这个机会看到雅各以扫，看到他两兄弟虽然有分别，但是看到呢，他生命里面是你所赐的，你是爱他爱到底。但是看到你是拣选雅各，你没有拣选以扫，但是你拣选雅各，因为你看到他有个心，是虽然他有他不好的一面，虽然有奸诈的，但是你看到他的心。 其实都是愿意相信你。主，我们今天我们有我们的背后，我们有我们的做错的地方，我们有我们的得罪人的地方，但你都看到我们的心，你都看到我们的生命是重要，是宝贵的。我相信主耶稣，你今天都愿意伸你的手来影响我们的生命，让我们找到一个解决对我们的问题，找到答案。 主，求你嘅爱今日临到我哋身上，去将我哋所搲紧嘅嘢，所追求嘅嘢放低，为咗得到耶稣你做自保，得到耶稣你系最重要嘅。神啊，我哋准备食呢个饼，饮呢个杯，求你先去洁净我哋嘅心，让我哋嘅心能够再一次悔改。 再一次得到你的安慰，宽恕赦免。多谢耶稣听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求。嗱，我哋准备食呢个饼、呢个杯、呢个教会一个月一次呢。呢个饼系代表耶稣嘅身体，为我哋擘开。耶稣喺十字架上为我哋死。耶稣喺十字架上流出佢嘅宝血。耶稣系神，佢嚟牺牲自己。 下个星期我们看到耶稣的死和耶稣的复活，今天我们都是纪念耶稣为我们死和复活，因为这个饼耶稣临死之前他说你们吃纪念我。
跟住个杯，佢话呢个系我嘅血，为你流。你每次一齐去饮，你纪念我。所以呢个饼同埋呢个杯代表耶稣嘅身体同埋耶稣嘅血，因为佢为我哋死喺十字架上，俾我哋可以得到洁净。所以当我哋食嘅时候，如果你未信耶稣，请你唔好食呢个饼，唔好饮呢个杯，因为呢个饼同埋杯系俾基督徒去食嘅，同埋饮。但如果你信住耶稣，耶稣是你的教主，你相信耶稣，我们欢迎你吃这个饼和这个杯，靠耶稣呢，让你可以跟耶稣更加配合。那我们吃的时候，请Tim来带我们唱一首歌，请彼得牧师和阿乔来派这个饼和这个杯。去等到每人有呢个饼同埋呢个杯，跟住我哋一齐食嚟纪念耶稣。So, Pastor Pete and Kyle, can you come and